Today we're going to give your stepper edit a polished VHS rave color in Ableton Live 12, so it feels like a finished old-school jungle or DNB track, not just a loop that keeps repeating. And that's the big idea here. We are not trying to slam this into a modern hyper-loud master. We're building a beginner-friendly polished chain that keeps the groove punchy, the sub tight, the breaks exciting, and the whole thing wrapped in that slightly worn, tape-like rave energy. Think warehouse pressure, warm mids, clean low end, and just a little instability in the best way. First, before you even touch the mastering chain, make sure the arrangement is actually there. This matters a lot in DNB. A loop can sound great for 8 bars and then completely fall apart once the full track starts moving. So aim to have a rough structure in place first. Intro, drop, switch up, second drop, and outro. Even if it's simple, it needs to feel like a track. In Ableton, route your drums, bass, and main musical elements to groups if you can. If your session is simple, you can work directly on the master, but groups give you more control and keep some headroom. A really good starting point is to have your master peak sitting around -6 to -3 dB before the final chain. That gives you room to breathe and keeps the processing from getting messy. Now let's start with the low end. On the master track, load utility first. Utility is a simple tool, but it's super important for DNB because the low end needs to stay focused. Keep the sub centered. Don't make your bass wide just because it sounds cool in headphones. Wide subs fall apart on club systems and can make the track feel blurry. After utility, at EQ 8, use this gently. If there's useless rumble below about 20 to 30 Hz, you can high pass that out. Don't be aggressive. Just clean the dirt. If the track sounds muddy, try a very small cut somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. We're talking tiny moves here, maybe -1 to -2.5 dB. That zone can build up fast in jungle and stepper tracks because the kick, snare body, and break texture all live around there. And if the hats or top end hiss feel too sharp, a small dip in the 8 to 12 kHz area can smooth things out without killing the sparkle. Here's a teacher tip. In fast music, people often overbrighten the mix because they want the drums to cut. But in old school DNB, excitement comes from movement and texture, not just shiny top end. If the highs hurt, back them off a little. Next, add compressor after EQ 8. This is not for crushing the mix. It's just for glue. You want the kick, bass, and break to feel like they belong in the same space. A good starting point is a ratio of around 1.5 to 1 or 2 to 1, with attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You only want about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loud parts. If the drums lose punch, the attack may be too fast. If the groove starts pumping in an ugly way, ease off the compression or lengthen the release. The goal is to hug the groove, not flatten it. In stepper and jungle music, the transient snap of the break is part of the excitement. Don't erase that. Now for the VHS rave color. This is where saturator comes in. Put it after the compressor. Saturation is one of the easiest ways to give the track a slightly worn, club-ready density without turning it into a distortion mess. Turn soft clip on and try drive somewhere around 1.5 to 4 dB. Keep listening. If it starts getting edgy, lower the drive and use the output to match the level back down. This is the part where the track starts feeling less sterile. A little saturation helps the break feel more rinsed, and it can make the bass translate better on smaller speakers. That little bit of harmonic paint is a big part of that old-school vibe. If you want a slightly harder edge, you can try analog clip mode, but again, keep it subtle. We're tinting the picture, not melting it. Now let's talk brightness shaping. Since we're keeping this beginner-friendly and stock only, we won't build a complicated dynamic EQ setup. Instead, we can use EQ 8 automation in a smart way. For example, keep the intro a little darker. Then when the drop hits, open the top end slightly, maybe to 0.5 dB to 1.5 dB around 8 to 10 kHz. If the hats or breaks get too spitty, automate a tiny cut around 6 to 9 kHz. This kind of automation gives you that screen flicker, VHS rave feel. The track breathes. It doesn't just sit there sounding the same from start to finish. And that's important in jungle and DNB, because the arrangement itself is part of the energy. If you have a drum bus, this is actually a great place to do some glue before the master. Put a glue compressor on the drums and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Set the attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, and turn soft clip on if the drums are peaking too hard. This can make your breakbeat feel more like one cohesive loop instead of separate kick, snare, and hat pieces. That's a very classic jungle move, by the way. The drums should feel like they're locked together and rolling forward as one unit. Now, stereo image. This is a big deal for club translation. Keep the sub-bass mono, always. Let the hats, atmospheres, and effects spread out more if you want, but don't let the low mids or bass wander around the stereo field. If the mix feels too wide, narrow it a little. Use your ears, not just your meters. You can also use spectrum on the master to watch the low end, but listening comes first. A good beginner test is this. If the track still feels solid in mono, you're probably in good shape. If the bass vanishes or the snare gets weak, something is off in the balance. Now let's finish with limiter. Keep this at the end of the chain as a safety net, not a loudness weapon. Set the ceiling to around -1 dB. Then raise the gain only until the loudest peaks are under control. If the limiter is working too hard, the kick will lose its shape and the break will lose snap. And that snap is a huge part of what makes jungle feel alive. If you want more loudness, don't instantly push the limiter harder. First, improve the mix balance, the drum glue, and the gentle saturation. That usually gives you a more confident sound anyway. Now here's where the track really becomes a finished edit, arrangement-aware automation. This is the part that makes the polish feel musical instead of technical. You can make the intro slightly darker, bring the top end forward in the first drop, add a touch more saturation in the main section, then pull things back for a bar before the switch up and let the energy open again. A simple example might be this. The first 8 bars are filtered and a little softer, bars 9 to 16 are the first drop with full bass. Then you do a short fill or stop. Then the second phrase comes back a little brighter or denser. Those little changes keep the VHS rave color moving. They make the tune feel like it's breathing. And don't forget references. Drop in a classic jungle or old school DNB track on a separate audio track and turn it down so you're comparing tone, not volume. That's really important. Don't compare your master to a commercial track blasting at full level. Match the perceived loudness, then ask the right questions. Is your sub too loud? Are your breaks harsher? Does your version feel too clean for the style? That reference check will keep you honest. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, over-limiting. If the track starts pumping or losing punch, back off. Second, making the low end stereo. That usually causes more problems than it solves. Third, using too much saturation on the master. If you want more grit, put it on the drum bus or bass bus instead. Fourth, brightening the track until it hurts. Jungle needs crispness, not pain. And fifth, trying to master a loop before the arrangement works. That's a classic beginner trap. Get the structure feeling right first. If you want to push the style further, here are a few extra moves. Try a little saturation on the drum bus instead of only on the master. Keep the sub simple and let the mids move around it. Use tiny tonal shifts between sections instead of huge obvious automation moves. If the mix still feels too clean, try resampling a short groove, chopping it back up, and reintroducing that audio version for a more worn, collage-like feel. That can instantly add old-school character. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a short 8-bar stepper loop with kick, snare, break, and bass. Set your master headroom so the peaks sit around -6 to -3 dB. Add utility, EQ8, compressor, saturator, and limiter to the master. Keep the compressor doing only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Add a tiny bit of saturation, make one small EQ cut for mod, one small top-end adjustment, and then automate a subtle tonal change between the intro and drop. Export it, listen back quietly, and check whether the drums still punch and the sub stays centered. If you want to go one step further, make two versions, one cleaner and more modern, one darker and more VHS rave. Then compare which one feels more authentic for the track. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and stepper DNB, cohesion and groove matter more than extreme loudness. Use the master chain to polish what's already working. Keep the low end tight, glue the drums lightly, adjust enough saturation for color, and use tiny automation moves to keep the track alive. That's how you turn a rough loop into a proper old school rinse out. Tight, warm, a little dusty, and ready to roll.